Alex, what's your experience after scoring, what, 6 touchdowns, 45 points? Does that kind of thing carry over? Is there such a thing as momentum, or is each week different and you're kind of starting from scratch?
No, definitely momentum, for sure. I think even just with confidence and having gone out there and played well and executed, there is that element for sure. Certainly, though, the challenges change week to week, and this is a new challenge, especially with the bye week in the middle of it. It's kind of a chance for us to regroup and catch our breath and heal some wounds a little bit and come back. So, yes and no, I guess.
You mentioned heal some wounds. You're probably looking at some game tape from the first time you guys played these guys, and you guys moved the ball. You scored some points. The turnovers killed you, though, in that game. Now you get a rematch.
Yeah.
How much are you looking forward to that?
Yeah, I mean, big. I mean, this is a division game. Certainly these guys have, every close battle we've been with these guys have come out on the right end these last few years, and we get another opportunity here at their place. Big game. So, looking back at the film, though, certainly felt like, we did some really good things. Moving the ball and having some production versus them, but certainly had our fair share of mistakes and turnovers being them. And you have that many turnovers, it's tough to win.
You almost got over that hump against the Broncos that day, so that's still something you guys got to clear.
Yeah, for us, it's, being so long ago and where we're at in the season, obviously this is, you're on to the next game, and this is a new challenge and a new opportunity for us, and I think all of us are looking at it like that. A lot at stake, a division game. These games just get bigger and bigger as the season goes on. So,
Is that the best defense? Do they have the best defense you'll come across or have seen?
They're really good. Very, very, very good. I don't want to get into comparing them to anyone else, but there are not many weaknesses on that side of the ball. They're very good up front. They get after the passer. They're physical. They're good at the linebacker level and really good on the back end. And they're all playing together. You can see that. So, certainly would be a big challenge for us.
Is there extra motivation because Denver has been so successful against Kansas City the last few years?
I don't know if there's room for any extra. I mean, it's always been here. I mean, it's a division game, and these division games are huge. With where we're at, kind of dug ourselves a hole. It's even bigger for us. I don't know if there's any more. I think we've capped at how important this is. I mean, we all understand it. I mean, this is huge, and certainly these guys have been the division champs the last few years, and I think everybody knows that.
I know you guys take things week to week, but does it feel a little bit like the season is kind of resting on this game against Denver? It's going to go the other depending on the
outcome. I don't know about that. It's a very, very big game. Don't get me wrong. Very important, the biggest one we got right now. I don't know if it's we're getting to make and break yet. Pretty wide open right now with where we're at, but we need to get another win. We need to dig ourselves out of the hole we dug ourselves.
Alex, when you face a team with that kind of speed and aggressiveness, how do you counter that?
I just got to be on it. I mean, I think all the little things, the details, the execution, going out there, the timing of the passing game, all those things, all those little things get kind of blown up. You got to be on them if you want to go out and execute against a good defense.
And with Denver, they took a couple extra shots there. They got personal fouls for. How do you make sure guys play within your game?
I just go play football. I don't think we're worried about that. They're a physical group. They play hard, and you got to match that intensity.
Looks like they're going to be without Tlaib. How does that change your defense?
You still got to go out and play them. It's the same scheme. They've got a ton of depth on the back end. Those guys have mixed it all year, and it shows. So certainly with him out, be a different guy wearing the number in there and a different player. But they play really well as a unit. All 11 guys. So I think it's easy to get caught up in that and who's playing and who's not. And they've mixed it all year and had success mixing it all year. So.